suicide, and I'll never forget it. And when I started at the house of the Lord, my life was desperate. My future was desperate. Getting my life was desperate. And you know what, praise God? Everything that got in for me worshiping God, not just at church, but I integrated it, tried to integrate it in my life all the way up till now. Because Jesus said it this way. He said, pay attention to what you hear. He told His disciples when He would go to teach to them, He said, pay attention to what you hear. He said, for the measure that you use. He told them, He said, if you don't listen, you won't hear. The Bible is clear. It says, let those that have ears to hear, let them hear. He's not talking about your ears. He's talking about the words that you hear. Hear it in your heart. We got to hear it in our heart. Hear it in our, let our spirit. That's why Paul made it real plain. He said, flesh receiveth not the things of God, but the spirit is what receives. So, don't let anything have your attention. Not sickness, not disease. Right? Not government shut down. Right? Not losing your job. You might feel secure right now in the things of this world. But the Bible says everything that can be shaken will be shaken in our lives. And those things that are of God, faith, and pursuing, those things will remain. Hallelujah. Those are the things that will remain. Now, I'm going to try to get on my message now. If I was going to title the sermon tonight, it would be, blessed is the peacemaker. And I've never, God showed me some things, some deeper things as He began to speak to me about it that I'd never saw. And I thought, man, those are deep, God. Those are deep things. And I told the Lord, I said, I got up and I got three pages and I felt so excited. You know, and I told God, I said, God, help me. Help me preach it the way I see it tonight. God, help me preach it the way You're showing me tonight. God, help me not to be anxious, to hurry, because I preach and I get started and I don't even read my notes and sometimes that's okay, but sometimes it's not, because I need to pay attention to what He said. Hallelujah. But give me that Matthew 5:9, please, Beth. Blessed. I called her blessed. Just receive it. One time these guys, going around different business stuff, acquainted with them, they started calling me big money. You know, and I looked at one and I said, say that again. He said, big money. I said, that sounds good to me. I receive it. Let them speak over your life good. Hallelujah. Now, all of those cursed stuff, you ain't going to make it. You're going to die. You're going to swell up. You ain't going to. Just cut them off, because it's not in line with the Bible. Hallelujah. But it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? Children. The children of God. Blessed. That means happiest, happy, prosperous. Joyful. Have you got joy? I'm fixing to tell you, when I get done with this sermon, bless God, you won't have to wonder how to get it. You won't have to wonder how to prosper. You won't have to wonder how to abide in that sustaining faith. You won't have to wonder. I didn't link it to this, but I've been doing some of this my whole Christian life. And when I started getting in this, I could see it. I thought, glory to God, no wonder. No wonder I prosper. No wonder. Blessed, happy, prosperous are the peacemakers. Peacemakers. Peacemaker. I'm going to say that a lot. For they shall be called the children of God. The Bible says very plainly that because of our love is how people are going to know that we are of God. Right? So y'all all could probably quote that scripture. Now, I don't know where it's at. You better get it. Go get in your Bible. Get off of prosperity. Get off of trying to get you healing. Get off of that. Go find that. Go find that. Because to walk in that is to walk in God. To walk in God, everything. I told God, I said, God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done tonight in this earth that is in heaven. Lord, I said, let it be done. What I was talking about, I said, God, let your spirit bring revelation to your people that's here. That is why by way of Facebook, that is way all over the world. We're all over the world. We're not just preaching here in Bluntsville. We've been all over the world since 2008. God did it. But it says happy. I'm on the word blessed. I just want you to get it. But I'm not on the word blessed. But the word blessed means to be joyful, to be faith, have faith to prosper, spiritually prosper, spiritually prosper. How many knows 3 John 2 said, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, and even as your soul prospers. And I've used that scripture, you know, to keep myself knowing that God wants to prosper me financially, spiritually, you know, in every way, praise God, you know, but the soul, the mind, the will, and emotions are your soul. He said he deals with that first. He said, I want you to prosper. I want you to be in good health. He said, but your soul has got to prosper as your soul prospers. And I wrote that down, but I can't really find it now. But anyways, yeah, your soul is made up of your mind. You make your mind up, you're going to serve God. Right? You put Him first. We put Him first before mother, father, lands, brothers, sisters. That out tops it. We put Him first. That don't mean that we kick them out of our life. That means God is first. God's kingdom is first. Now look. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, this is the will of God. I want you to understand that. It is the will of God that every Christian be a peacemaker. That is the will of God. So now I know you got faith. You can do it. I can do it. Right? Well, now you got to get out of your intellect and say, well, I will until somebody does. Peter, I covered it the other night. Peter asked the Lord, and I wondered, why did Peter ask the Lord that question? Now, Peter was one that cut the ear off the soldier. Peter was a tough character. You know, and I wondered, why did Peter ask him that? The rest of them didn't ask him that. Peter went to him and said, Lord, how many times in one day do I have to forgive? And he said, 7? And the Lord said, no, I say to you, 70 times 7 in one day. So I know that's the will of God. Right? Jesus told him. So I have to get out of my life the reasons why I don't. Right? You got to get it out of your mind, your hurt, your emotion. You got to prosper your soul. Is your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you set your mind to serve the Lord, put Him first, and then your will begin to conform to His will by your choice. Your will begins to conform to His will. Then your emotions will come under subjection to your will. You won't, in other words, you won't be a hot potato one minute and mashed potato the next, according to your circumstances, according to what people's doing to you or don't do to you or do for you or don't do for you. Now, I'm telling you, this is the key. The Lord spoke to me. He told him, and I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. He said, this is one of the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom is the domain where God reigns. And he wants to reign on the throne of our heart. He wants to be on the throne. He don't want me on the throne. He don't want people. He don't want people on the throne of my heart, my mind, but my mind all the time. Listen, as a church, I'm just warning you. You are going to have to be in a place to where you will not be moved by people. We had a shofar Sunday. I thought, oh my God, a shofar. You know, I don't know how long his sermon could go on blowing that. But if God wants a shofar here, what you going to do? You see what I'm saying, Johnny? They covered their heads. We got one of these right here that he had hanging around him. I know what they are. I know the Bible says that Jesus went to his own, the Jewish, and they rejected him. And then he told us that those that receive him, which is me and you, Matt, we are his chosen people like they are spiritually. He said, whosoever receives me, to them I give the power to become the peacemakers. Did you know Jesus was bringing peace to you? Right? He took that all on himself to bring peace between me and you and God. I mean, us and God. He was the peacemaker at that time. So the head covering, maybe all some of us need to get a shawl if you got a problem with that. Maybe you ought to get a shofar and just walk in with him if he comes back. So I don't know what it is, but I do it over in Israel. I went to Lowe's today. I was led of the Lord. I could have went another time and everything, and I went to Lowe's. And when I got there, there was this guy that was out there, and he had asked a bunch of people to help him, and nobody would help him. No, he was telling me. No, I couldn't understand. He's from Jordan. Because I'm like, slow down, man, where can I understand you? He's speaking fast. And while I was in there, you know, I mean, I'm standing there, and I told him, I said, look, man, I said, I'm going in here. You got jumper cable, blah, blah, blah. No, I ain't got none of that. I said, go in there. I said, I'll buy them. If you ain't got no money, I'll buy the jumper cables. I ain't got no jumper cables with me. I said, go in there. I said, go in there and get them. I got to go in, and I'll come out. And I said, I am going to help you. Now, it was interrupting my life, my business. And I'm thinking to myself, and I thought Jesus said, if they ask you to go a mile, go 2 miles. And so I thought, Lord, if I have to go take his batteries out, take his alternator off or whatever, I'll cancel everything I've got for you. Now, see, I wasn't realizing what was going on at that time. You know, because I needed to be back in Blount County. Things ain't been working out in my business. Things ain't been working out. You understand what things ain't working out for years? But all the while, I'm like, oh, glory to God, Lord. You're in control of this, Lord. I'm just going to be satisfied with you and all. Well, it ended up, everything changed that I had planned and all that, and God worked all of it another way. And I said, that's what I've been seeing all my life, Lord. Well, the Lord told me when I left, and he began to minister to me about this later on. He said, see, a peacemaker is one that goes into somebody's life and problems, and they solve it for them and bring peace. Amen. Aubrey and Aiden, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for thou shalt. I'm going to be called, this church is going to be called the children of God. The peacemakers carries the nature of God. The peacemakers have the anointing of God. The peacemakers have the faith of God. See, we think it's just read the scriptures and get us all full of faith and all. Nope. You better get off of that right there. Faith does come by hearing, but it gets planted and it activated as we begin to do. Begin to do. Hallelujah. Aubrey and Aiden last night, they was in there and they're getting ready to go to bed and all that. Oh, I got to tell you this. It's kind of funny. It was to me. I started in there. Tracy, she'd come out of the bathroom, went in there in the bedroom to get ready for church and everything. And I just kind of felt kind of funny, so I walked down through the hall and I told her, I said, the king is coming. She said, eh. I said, the king is coming. She stuck her head out, you know, looking like she thought I was saying the kids are coming in. You know, and she said, who? And I said, me, the king. I said, I'm coming. I laughed all the way back there and back. She said, you got to stop that foolishness. I ain't got time. You know what? Peacemakers will abide in joy. I got stuff going on in my life and in my business, and I know people all around that's got troubles and cares and needs and desires and all of that, and I walk in the joy of the Lord. But you know what I can link it to? When I went down there in that Bible and I read it where he said, love your enemies, and I shut that Bible, my flesh said, I don't like that, and blah, 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 blah. You know, you might not like what's being done wrong to you or been done wrong to you. You might not like it. You might not like God's word, especially if you want to get vengeance, if you want vengeance to be done, if you want God to get them and take care of it. And God said vengeance belongs to me. Leave it alone. He said, don't concern yourself with that. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. I will take care of it. But you know what? That began to set me free. Once I embraced that, it wasn't an easy road, Matt. It took me quite a few years to really come to the place of freedom where it says love your enemies. But I had some deep hate. See, the deeper the hate or the resentment or the offense, see, you cannot afford to get offended. The Bible says a brother offended is harder to win back than the gated city. I mean, that is strong. You cannot afford to get offended no matter what. No matter what. That is why he said we are to love one another like he loved us. How much did he love you? How much did he love you, Pat? He loves you. He's brought you out. He's healed you. He's brought you through. He's seen you through. He stuck with you when you wouldn't listen to him. I mean, when you rejected him at times, even as a Christian, I'm not pointing you out. That's me. He stuck with me. He didn't cut me off, Nita. He did not. He said, I love you with an undying. That's the way we got to love one another. And I'm not just talking about here. We're talking all over the planet, the body of Christ. They are walking in it. They are forgiving. They are not resentful. They are. I forgive in my heart before anybody does anything to me. I'm already prepared, Mac, in my heart. That way I don't stumble. I don't fall. I don't get offended because I have many opportunities in church, at work, at home, at business. I have opportunities all the time to get mad and offended at people. But I have the same opportunities I used to be a peacemaker. Aubrey and Aiden, they're in there last night, and we got to teach them. Travis has never heard me tell him, I'll slap you in the head. If you don't get over there and sit down, I'm going to slap you down. Is that a peacemaker? I mean, in reality, what am I teaching? Hard and harsh, right? Strict. That's what I'm teaching him. That's what I would have been teaching him. The Lord told me one time, he said, don't provoke your son to anger. I was doing it out of fun. It was funny for me to get him upset. I said, you know, he was wanting to fight me one day, and I kicked backwards and busted his nose, started bleeding. Johnny, I was just playing. I mean, I laid him out. Busted that nose, bleeding everywhere. I thought, well, that'll toughen him up. It was an accident, though. But the Lord told me, he said, look, he said, you don't want to train him to be hard and harsh. Give me the five. I got to read it. This is verse 5. That's Matthew 5 and 9. Y'all go read the whole chapter. That's good. Because that is the Beatitudes that he was preaching to the disciples on the Mount of Olives, Jesus. But they're to us. They're not to them. They're gone. Right? We're his disciples now. He says, blessed. Now, this is the AMPC. I like it, so I don't got to explain it. Happy, blissom, joyous, spiritually prosperous. You want to grow spiritually? This is it. And then is your soul prosperous? Rest of it prospers. Because you are seeking first the kingdom. We think seeking first the kingdom is me coming up here and pastoring. That's not it. This is 30-minute sitcom compared to what God wants to do in our life. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right? We come in here 3 hours a week. And some of us can't make that. I'm not going to get on all that. But, see, we got to pay attention to what God's telling us. He said, blessed, happy, blissom, joyous, spiritually prosperous, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of the outward conditions. That covers anything you are facing. That covers anything that we, Pat, need, all of y'all are facing. It says, blessed, happy, joyous, spiritually prosper with joy, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek. Listen to what it says. They are mild. I wrote that word mild down and I studied it. This is going to get some of us, if I can find it. Mild. This is Jesus said it. That means gentle. Gentle. Not easily angered. Not quick-tempered. They're lenient. Mild means to be lenient, Johnny. I love it when Teresa's lenient on me. I put my clothes in the kitchen. If she's in the flesh, I think. When I put my clothes in the kitchen, she's in the flesh. I just wished I hadn't put them there. But when she's lenient, I get to go relax and my clothes can lay in her and I have no fear. Now, I made that, you know, funny. And you know, likewise, they certain things. She told me today, she said, now we got to get that pool out there, blah, 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 and cover it up and all of that. She said, and I'm willing to go in there because I know you don't like cold water. I can't stand cold water. You know what? I could have told her, don't you touch that pool. You said, I'm the pool man. And I thought to myself, nah, I won't let her do that. I'll suffer that water. I'll suffer that water and take that on myself. You know why that's automatic to me? I practiced being a peacemaker back under 30 years ago. I was telling Travis the other day, I teach my son. He thinks I'm not sometimes. He's 33. He thinks he don't need me to teach him, but he does. Your kid's 30, 40 years old. If you wise in God, you ought to be teaching them. You ought to be laying things out where you're walking out of the wisdom of God. You're walking out of it and giving it to them instead of throwing them out yonder in the world and just saying, well, it's their life. They make them choices. No. How we deal with them is how they're going to be. Well, the grandkids are in there and Aubrey, she feels a little funny sometimes, you know, and they're both very good kids. You know, they spend the night with us on Tuesday night, and Teresa's getting them ready to go take a bath and all that. I told them, I said, on the way to church, I said, listen, guys. I said, Papa, this sermon tonight is for y'all. I said, so y'all pay attention. I lost them. They started just blah, 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 and they'd be like, ugh. Well, they were in there last night, you know, and Aubrey, they both had got to go in the bathroom or something. He had to go in the bathroom, and I could hear him in there, let me out, move, let me out. And Aubrey's blocking the doorway, and Aiden's trying to get out to get in here to do what Grandma told him, whatever they're doing. You know, I could hear him in there, and it's getting terrible. And so when they get in there, Aiden, he's got his lips stuck out, comes over and sit down. I said, what is it? I said, what is it? Done it on purpose, Johnny. I was doing it on purpose. I stayed in a place of peace and joy. And when he come in there, I'm looking at him. I said, that's terrible. I said, that's just terrible. He said, it's terrible, Papa, it's terrible. I said, yeah. I said, well, you know, maybe she wasn't trying to. Yes, she was. I couldn't get out. And Aubrey, she come in there. That's not true, Aiden. She said, you had a space to get out. And I said, well, how big was it? She said, it was about that big. And Aiden said, no, that's not true. It was like this. And so I said, it's all okay. It's okay. You know, everything is just fine. I said, listen, this is terrible. This is terrible. I was handling on purpose in a calm, meek, and I looked at Aubrey and I said, that's terrible. What you was doing, that's terrible. Nathan, he wants to, yeah, it is. And I was like, it's okay. He's wanting to get involved. She wants to get involved. And I didn't let him get involved. And then Teresa comes in there and that was the end of that. Hey, what's going on in here? And see, she was right on time, Johnny. I brought in the calm and got them both calmed down and got them both. And I didn't slap them in the head and slap them in the back and scream at them and knock them over there and knock their tables over and all of that. See, if you purpose to be a peacemaker, that stuff can't get on your nerves. And then if it's not on your nerves, you're in joy and peace. According to the Scripture, you're in joy and peace, right? And you have life going on the inside of you. So you can step in and break up the matter in a manner of not hard and harsh. I do it all the time. I'm practicing it. When you practice it, you will master it. I'm going to show you some stuff. I've got to get on here. The favor of God abides on a peacemaker. You want the anointing? The anointing destroys yokes, lifts burdens. I'm talking about crushes the enemy. The favor of God abides on the peacemaker. They abide in peace, rest, and joy. Peacemakers prosper. Peacemakers will have the nature of God. Now, I've heard this statement. This was right in the middle of it, and God said this, and I thought, that don't go along with my sermon, so I'm going to say it. I've heard this statement years at different times, and people will say, I just can't forgive myself. And I want you to know something. You don't have to. You have been forgiven. You hear me? You don't have to forgive yourself of your past and your shortcomings. Because God's already forgiven you. God spoke to me today. That was the Holy Spirit. He said, now you tell them I said to let it go and move. Paul backed it up like this. He says, forgetting those things behind. I press toward the mark of the prize, right? You let it go. People are trying to forgive themselves when there's only one that can truly forgive and cleanse and heal you of that. So if that's for you, may not be, it may be on the internet, wherever, but quit trying to forgive yourself. You got to let it go. You just got to let your past go and move on into your future. Hallelujah. Give me that Romans 12, please, Beth. This is kind of a little deep. Y'all ready? Contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing the necessities of the saints. We do that. This church is very up on helping you. Anybody that ain't helped in here, slip your hand up. They can't. If the house was full and they've been here before, I could show you Sunday that we've been doing this. Contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessity to say, pursue the practice of hospitality. He said, pursue it. Pursue hospitality, generosity. Generous soul shall be rich. The generous soul shall be made rich. They'll have all their needs met. They will come through. They'll have peace and joy. It's more blessed to be a giver, hospitality, than it is receiving. Receiving's good. I like it when gifts are brought to me and all of that, and people give me stuff. That's great and all that. But the joy of having hospitality, being generous, helping. We listened to a sermon. Samantha, if you want hooked up a good sermon, she said, Travis won. They tagged me in that group thing. I usually don't do that kind of stuff, but. You know, I don't know who all, there's a bunch of them. There's ding, 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 ding. I'm like, oh my God. You know, tagged me in one, I didn't listen to it. I looked up, I pulled it up, and I knew the guy, and I've heard him preach and all that, but I just didn't take the time. Well, me and Travis going down the road, and I told him that about that sermon, and I said, well, just turn it on. So he hooked it to the Bluetooth in the truck, and we listened to it. It was awesome. In the sermon, and I could see me down on the streets of Oneonta back 30 years ago, and God told me go on the streets and preach and all of that. Boy, I'm excited, Mac. Man, I'm going out on the streets and preach. I'm excited because God told me. I knew God told me. I go out there, man, and I'm telling you, then when people started coming and getting involved, they wanted to sing. They didn't like the music was singing. They didn't like the songs. They wanted the old hymn books and blah, 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 you know. And I'm like, man, they had a group come out. They wanted to come sing. And I let them come sing. Tim Green, his, I don't remember what it was back then. I let them come out, man. It was good. Then I had some of them, boy, there it is. We ain't coming back. Why not? Man, that was pretty good. I thought they did a good job. They had the anointing that in all of that. Well, they do this and this and this. And I mean, it's every week something, about the ministry, how it ought to be set up, how it ought to be changed and all that. And it's getting to me. And I'm out there one day and I'm pulling them lights, man, and all of a sudden, you know, I told God, I said, God, I could hear him in that sermon. I thought to myself down there, and I'm talking to God. I told him, I said, God, I said, I'm doing good in ministry till people gets here. I said, man, they're trying to jack up everything I'm doing. You've told me to do it, not them. And now they're getting mad because I'm not doing it their way. And when I got done griping and complaining, that's what that is. If God tells you to go to church, don't gripe and complain about you ain't got no gas. Right? You got to bring peace to yourself. You're the peacemaker of your heart. Right? Blessed is the peacemaker. And so the Lord told me, He said, people is where you grow. You can't grow, Mac, without people. I'm sorry. You are going to be with us. You're going to walk with us. Oh, Mac's going to lay down there. You're going to have to run him off before it's all over. He's going to be so comfortable. They're going to have them meetings down there, and old Mac, he's going to be like, I ain't leaving. I'm going to be the last one. Cut the lights. He can't see it right now because he says it's going to be that way for a while, but we don't know about all that. We know how God is. Amen. Right? Yep. He knits us together. And then he knits our hearts together as we're one with him. If we begin to not be one with him, we will not be knit together. He knits us together. He plants us together. He brings us together. He does it through our exercising long-suffering with one another. Y'all put up with me for 33 years. I've told that woman more no than anybody in this church. I think she had to fast and pray the first 5 years to stay here. But I followed in my heart what I felt like God was saying. Or I'm telling you right now, if I left this woman, she would have every color of Jesus picture on these walls all the way around, so everybody will be happy. I love her with everything in me. She's part of the reason me and Teresa come to Jesus Christ. I mean, she out of a fervent heart meant what she was praying for us. And I believe she sick the Holy Ghost on us. I believe God stirred up on us. And I mean, she's wanted to do things. And I say, nope. I had a dream one night. I could see Sandy dragging stuff through here, through the steps in my dream. And I woke up and I thought, not again. No. God, no. God, no. God, no. This is of the devil. This dream's of the devil. And I mean, it wasn't just a few days she come and asked me if she could put something in here. And I said, no. I bet she went out. Robert, I'm telling you right now, I love Jesus. And Scotty, I don't know what his problem is. I'm trying to make church look good. People coming in. It's a old building. And now, see what I'm saying? But look at her, she's still here. And then she said, I thank you, Lord, for this church. I thank you for calling them, Lord. You know, blessed is the peacemaker. She didn't stir no stink. They couldn't get you out of here when they tried to split the church either, could they? Tried to split the church. Because they didn't like the way that we were doing what God told us to do, Johnny. They didn't understand. They got their own thinking. They got out of the Spirit. They got out of the Spirit, and then their carnal mind began to work, and then they come out of the wisdom of God. I'm going to show you where peacemakers abide in the wisdom of God. That's you, Joe. Oh, Pat, I'm sorry. Her nickname's Joe. Oh, it's amazing that she's safe. She used to get drunk and they'd run out of beer and she'd tell her husband, Harv, Harv, I want some more beer. We're not going, we're drunk, we ain't got no money, blah, 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 blah. And she'd go off and run down the street to the 7-Eleven, go in there and get her a case of beer and leave with it. Is that true or not? I don't know if you did that or not, but I know that happened. Well, I'll take your word for it. And I told God, I said, God, thank you. I told God, I said, God, I've hung in all these years, God. And you told me who was it sold into slavery? Joseph. I'm reading that story, and God told me 30 years ago, He said, you will be a deliverance somewhat to your people. Talking about my family. Back down yonder, and I thought, no way, all of that, you know. And I told the Lord today, I talked to my sister, and she said, I'm coming, I'm better. She's been to the hospital, I see you and all that stuff, and she's here. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord, thank you, I've been following you all these years. Thank you, Lord, I knew you spoke that to my heart years ago, God. You know, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, now that I'm a man, a peacemaker. I want to make peace. Did you know when you invite people to this church that you are being a peacemaker? Why? There's a reason why I say that. Because you know if you get them in the presence of the Lord and they get right and they get their heart right, the benefits are going to be out of this world in their life. So that means you are a peacemaker. If you invite people to Jesus Christ, to come to know Jesus Christ, you are being a peacemaker. Why? Because you're introducing them into the one that's going to bring structure and life and joy and peace that you have to their life. So you are a peacemaker. See, God wants you to be a peacemaker with your kids. Train them up in the way they should go. That don't mean bringing our kids to church. That's just a little bit of it. You know, I thought about it today. I thought, Lord, I'm on the third ones. Travis was one, and them two grandkids are next. And I thought, far as this right here, church is a little bitty part of training my grandkids. I showed them how Papa, I told Travis the other day, I said, just as I've raised you and taught you and the way you honor me and you treat me, the way he's never raised his voice to me, Pat, never. I'm talking about in a bad way. Never. And it's not because he's scared. He was scared. He may have been. He should have been. But I really honestly don't believe that. I believe that it's because I walk with God. I believe it's because he wanted to be around me because I walk with God. Aubrey told me, you know, back yonder, kind of hurt me a little bit, but she told me when I was talking about giving Jesus tithing, I ain't giving Jesus nothing of mine. He ain't getting nothing. And I went on and I'd say it to her again, and I ain't giving Jesus nothing. And now she comes in here and she'll pull her little wallet out and she'll pull out $20, $30. And I'll say, what are you doing? She said, I'm giving Jesus my tithe. What if I'd have quit, Pat? What if I said, she's just a kid? She's just 9 years old, 8 years old, 7 years old, 6 years old, or 15 or 18. Or Travis 33, it's not time for me to quit. It's time for me to show my son how to go on up and grow up in God. Grow on up in the anointing. Hallelujah. Let me read something. Oh, we got it here. Here we go. It says, Bless those who persecute you. Do you feel persecuted? You can feel persecuted by your brothers and sisters. You can be a persecutor. You can be born again and persecute somebody. And not realize, see, the Bible says, whatever me and you do to one of those little ones, his, we do to him. So, Johnny, I can't get mad at you. I might not like what you're doing. I might, but I'm not going to. Why? Because I'm not going to do that to Jesus. Right? You got to look at it in that light. So what that means, if I get that scripture, then I'm like, blessed is the peacemaker. Glory to God, I got to go make peace. I was telling Travis the other day, see, we was in a church of 250 along those lines, and they brought me up pretty quick, God did, up in the business part of it, and had all the elders and the deacons, and they talked about the finances and all of that stuff, and who's going to preach and what and all of that, and they settled all that stuff so that none of that nonsense was out here. We did that so we took care of all that behind doors, where when people come in that church, they didn't feel an atmosphere of that. Right? Because we were all in unity. We was all unified. Hallelujah. And we'll get on into that. But we're sitting in there, and this evangelist, he didn't like it because this guy had a flaw. And he didn't want him to be part of whatever they were doing. And so Bradley, he steps in, you know, and he says, we're not going to pull him out. And he gets up, I mean, just mad, you know, and runs out of there. And I'd read this about 2 or 3 weeks before, then I'm young. I'm less than a year old, or maybe two in the Lord. And I'd read that, blessed is the peacemaker. And I made up my mind, God, that's your will. And I'm going to be a peacemaker wherever I go. I'm going to do it in my home. I'm going to do it on my job. They can persecute me, but I'm yours. And I walk with you. And no weapons formed against me will prosper. And Lord, I'm going to be hard to get angry. I told the Lord one time, I said, God, give me the same anointing my pastor's got. I never seen him upset, mad, and all that. I seen him deal with issues firm and stern, but not hard and harsh. I seen him deal with things in that manner, and that's what got in me. See, we're reflecting. I'm reflecting what you ought to be if I'm doing it right. Right? When I tell these stories about our life, I'm not telling you stories. I'm telling you, the Bible, the psalmist said it this way. He said, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In other words, Lord, your word helps me know how to walk. Your word helps me know how to think. Your word keeps my heart. You know, even David, when he was put under Saul, so don't give me that you're hurt so bad, you know, concerning Satan, me telling you no, or somebody, or the way we got things out yonder. I'm talking about serving. He put him under Saul. David was under Saul. Saul was chasing him to kill him. I mean chasing him to kill him. Saul goes to sleep and David goes into the cave and he cuts the coattail off of Saul and waited till he woke up and then showed him. He could have killed him while he was in there. But the Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. But God chastised David for doing that. He got on to him for doing that. See, we are not to touch God's anointed. Now we can see people by their fruit, and I'm telling you, if I'm bearing ugly fruit, y'all going to be the first ones to know it because y'all ain't. But God told me one time I got to get to some of this. We ain't in a hurry, are we? I got 6 minutes. I was in the shower. We had about 70, 80 here, I don't know. Or I was getting it. God speaks to me a lot in the shower. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I just had an impression in here, didn't hear an audible voice. And there was this guy going to church here and the Lord told me, he said, I want you to let him pass the basket. I'm talking about pass that basket. I'm all excited. Mac, God's given me a word. Woo! He's going to exalt the boy. Let him pass the basket. That's an honor to pass that basket. You got it? If you're getting to pass that basket, you better be praising God that He gave you the opportunity to serve Him in passing the basket to get His holy anointed offering, that He's reaching the kingdom. He's spreading the kingdom with it. Don't you ever take a dime lightly. God don't take nothing lightly. Well, I get to church, and the one that was passing it around, see, the thing about God is He knows the hearts and the intentions of everybody in His kingdom all over this world. We don't. We can see their actions, but we don't know what their intentions are. And so I come in, and I went to that guy, and I said, Bubba, I said, bless God, the Lord wants you to pass the basket around. Yeah, Brother Scotty, I want to. Well, I went and told the one that was passing it around. That's why I'm kind of little when I have to tell y'all change gears. I've seen some stuff, boy. It'll make you nervous. When I did that, everybody, that you remember. Hey, some of y'all was here when it happened. I went and I told him, and when I did, I mean what was really in him started coming out of his mouth and out of his attitude and out of his actions and all of that. Boy, I mean, he made a show openly, didn't he? And tried to split this church right after. And I left here, and I mean, it was terrible. And all the way home, I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord, I shouldn't have did that. I should not have made that choice. I should have left things alone. I mean, I was being sincere. I was repenting that maybe I got in the flesh and maybe I didn't hear God. And I'm on the way home and everything, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and he said, I told you to do that. He said, you knew it before that happened. He said, you're not convinced now, but I'm telling you, I told you to do that. He said, and I told you to do that so I could show you what His heart really is. He said, He's not for you. He has been with you. He was one with y'all. He said, and then I got on His nerves. He didn't say me. God told me to do that. Who done it? If God tells you to go over yonder and jump somebody's car off, you know, and they say, I don't want Johnny to do it, and they're rejecting God. Right? Because God told you to do it. Nah, I'm going to wait on somebody that's led. You can tell them, nah, man, God told me. My sister one time, this really wasn't in my message, but the Holy Spirit. My sister one time, I let her be on the board. We had a board, but I'm telling you, you got to be led with a board. Because you got 9 people on the board and 9.5 different ideas. They believe. They feel. Well, the Lord told me to let this boy drive the bus. We've had buses and picked up kids. I picked up 25 or 30 at the time. Brought them here. If y'all really want youth here, you can get them. You got to go get them. Well, I go and so I take it to the board and I tell the board, you know, the Lord, I fasted and prayed and sought the Lord. You ought to be fasting, praying, seeking the Lord on the decisions you make in your personal life, right? Fasting, seeking the Lord. And so anyways, I get back and I take it before the board and this lady, she is one of my sisters, she stood up and she said, well, I'm not going to do that because I could get sued if he has a wreck. We got full coverage insurance. And I said, well, no, man. I said, we got insurance, you know. I'm just not going to have it. I said, well, that's fine. She said, I'm just stepping down. I said, well, that's fine. And she started to say something. I said, don't say nothing. I said, you just stepped down. I said, so you can't be sued anymore? You can't be nothing anymore? Now, she was just in her mind, all she was doing. And everything. And I went on and he did. He went and picked up kids, never did wreck and all that stuff. My point is, she took what God was telling me to do and took it personal. You cannot take things personal when God asks you to do something. When he tells you to forgive. When he tells you to be the peacemaker. He says, Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you. Don't be cruel in your attitude towards your brothers. I've wanted to be cruel to some of you. I'm telling you, but I wanted to do it to my own son. I mean, I thought, I just wondered if he was going to make it on the praise team. With his little Western attitude. But I was long-suffering. I waited on him. And waited on him. Give him a little nugget here, and a little nugget there. You got to be a servant. Jesus said, if you're going to sing big, Travis, you got to come down here and serve us. Right? He said, those that are going to be great, he told the disciples. They're walking and they're saying, who's going to get to do it? Who's going to get to do it? And he said, no. He said, I can tell you the ones that's going to do it. He said, the ones that's going to be great is going to serve. See, the way up is humble towards the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, the greatest is going to be a servant. And so Travis has learned. Now all he wants, he's like, oh, I just want the anointing. I want the anointing. Oh, he got his eyes off himself. I don't know if he figured he's going to come in here and rock faith wake, but this is a spiritual church. This is not a flesh church. God told me, he said, don't let the flesh rule there. He said, because when people come in, he said, they'll be used to the flesh. This 30 years ago. He said, but he said, I want the spirit ruling there. He said, and those that come in the, he said, when they come in and they're used to the spirit of God, they will be comfortable. He said, but if it's flesh, he said, I can't send the spiritual ones. He said, because that'll be alien to them. God's going to send us people that's called and anointed and they don't even know it. And he says, rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy, and weep with those who weep. Go ahead, man, give me some more. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive. Get off to yourself. Exclude yourself. I didn't write this, he did. But this is peacemakers. See, when you forgive and you do this, you are being the peacemaker. When you forgive somebody, you're being the peacemaker. I'm telling you, you're being the peacemaker. You're bringing peace to your own house, your own self. He said, live in harmony with one another. We can't do it on our own, friends. this thing that he's asking us to do is not natural. It's supernatural. And when we yield to what he says in there, then we abide in that anointing. We abide in that grace. We abide in that faith. We abide in that unified. Hallelujah. See, the more that we're like pyramids. We're down here all separate. Marriages and all that. The closer we get to God, the closer we'll get together. The more we'll be knit together. He says, repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, not the pastor, not your brother and sister. And it says, as far as it depends on me, live peaceable with all men. I was telling Teresa today, I said, you know, I told her about incidents. They've changed operators and all that, and I make my plans and set my goals, and it cost me $50 an hour when I start. $50 an hour every day, minimum. If no breakdowns, if don't have to go far, $50 an hour. And I get this. They send this new opener. They send a keyless entry that opens it up, and I'm one hour away. So I'm 4 hours into this job, regardless, any way you want to look at it, at $50 an hour. And I can't finish the job. So I called them up. Now, used to, back down yonder, after Christ, but before Peacemaker. So I understand. It was after I'm born again. Then you throw a monkey wrench in there and I'll send the whole shipment back. I'll load it all back on there. I ain't writing y'all a check. Get them out of here. Get them out. Out. I paid y'all $50,000 for this and I'm not taking it. But I get on the phone and I thought, here I go again. These new people, I got to train them. So I called them up and I said, my remotes are not compatible with these and my keyless entries are not compatible with everything I've got won't work. You know, and I told you to send me a universal with it and a keypad with it and all of that stuff. And they're like, well, we study, blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll get back. And the Lord said, call them this morning. But I told Travis, I said, I could come all unglued and I could chew them out and I could get over here because it cost me. And I could lose my joy. I didn't tell him that, but I could lose my joy. I could lose that anointing that's going to work all these things together for my good. See, you abide in the anointing when you are a peacemaker. 5 more minutes. I know y'all used to 15 after, but let me just read you some stuff. Be the peacemaker at home. Be the peacemaker at church. Moreover at the church. Bond together in the bond of unity. Don't have nothing on your shoulder to get mad about. Just be submissive to the Lord. Lord, not my will, your will, because where we're going, we can't have that. We got to be unified. We got to be walking with the Lord because they're going to come in here jacked up from the floor up. Their kids are going to be all ruly. They're going to see our kids and grandkids that we've trained and taught how to do it. They're going to see it. I told Travis when he's bringing his in there, I told him, I said, well, son, I said, what it is, I said, the kids, I said, you got to train your kids now to be respectful in the church. I said, where the ones that comes in, you don't have to get on to them and all of that because they can see how you've done yours and how yours are and an example for them. I said, and they will get under conviction. I said, and if they don't quit, some people quit because of their kids. I told a lady one time, she said, well, it's disrupting the church and all of that. And I told her, I said, listen to me. I said, the church is where you train them. I said, look, the church, I said, I know they might look at you, but don't pay no attention to them. I said, just train your kids and all of that, you know. And I said, don't quit the church. I said, you're not going to be able to go. How are they going to learn the ways of God if you know, I said, that's your mind getting in the way. I said, and you keep doing that. I said, you're not going to get nothing out of the services. And before you know it, you're going to yield to that. That's been 25 years ago. I didn't know as what I know now. How are we going to train them? You can't. I told her, I said, bring them on in. I said, just a little at a time. Don't get upset. I understand. I got mad at Travis, wasn't getting nothing out of the church. Then he gets up, won't talk in the church while I'm trying to worship. And the guys behind me. How many knows I can't pay attention to God and listen to you talk? It's impossible. That's why I lay my phone down when Teresa talks. That's why my phone don't come in this church, and I'm not anti-phone. I'm not, because you may have your Bible on there, but if you're texting and all of that, I'm anti that. You're hindering the anointing. If your kids are doing it, you're letting them hinder the anointing. It's you. It's not the kids. Them kids will do what we tell them how long they going to watch and all that, and you ain't getting one to church. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm going to be a peacemaker, Mac. I can't let my kid do that and bring disunity to the church. Blessed is the peacemaker. But that's why he's following in my footsteps. And he's training my grandkids how to do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be the peacemaker at home. Church, be the peacemaker in the family. Friends, even strangers, kids, be the peacemaker. Kids, this is for y'all. Aiden, Aubrey, Chloe, be the peacemaker. You're not a kid, you're a young woman. But you're still going to school. But be the peacemakers in school. Be the peacemakers when they're into it. Be the one to step in and say, hey guys, it ain't worth it, you know. You ain't even got to bring up Jesus. Hey, let's be friends, you know. Be the peacemaker. And you'll be blessed. God said you would. God anoints and favors and opens doors for us to be peacemakers. You're going to have it out there. It's freedom to God's people. It brings freedom to God's people. It don't usually come automatically. We must choose and practice. You know, you must choose and put it into practice. But when you get established in it, God said to tell you, but when you get established in it, it's no fighting no more. I don't have to work at it too much. It just comes automatic because I practiced it, struggle, fail, practice, struggle. But I refused to give up because he said I could do it, that I would be blessed if I would do it. Let's bow our heads. Father, I praise you and thank you, Father God.